We are going to be starting from Itmar, right across the Taisus B'Mazik, maybe a half a line up. That's what we're up to, Memalov and Medalov. Itmar. Aitzah Sedeyu Apaitiki L'Acherim. If somebody makes his field an Apaitiki. And again, an Apaitiki at this point, we're talking about L'Chaira, we don't know, again, not clear which kind of an apaitiki we're talking about. We mentioned yesterday or the day before, there are two kinds of apaitikis. The apaitiki that designates this is where you collect from, but it doesn't say this is the only place you can collect from. And then there's the apaitiki that we talked about yesterday, that you said this is the only place you can collect your loan. Now over here it just says he made it an apaitiki, v'shat v'nohar, and then the river came and flooded it and ruined the land. So the land is now worthless. Ami Shaper Noam, Ami who looked very nice. That was his nickname. Ami, the nice-looking one. How does Archcroft translate Shaper Noam?
Pleasingly handsome.
Pleasingly handsome. Amar, Rabbi Yechanan, said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Ein Gleivim Mishar Nechassim. Loans canceled. Because you can't collect them anywhere else. Avu the Shmuel Amar, Gleivim Mishar Nechassim. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Mishun the Apri Shabri Nohi, Oime Shmaitid Le Shapiran, because he's so good, so pleasantly handsome. He says, Halachas that aren't handsome, that aren't good, meaning, why in the world does he lose the loan? He must be talking in a kind of a place, a kind of an apaitiki that's set only here. So it's not a machloikas. A regular apaitiki, you collect from other things. So what is the benefit of an apaitiki if you can collect from other things? A, you don't have to hassle which field to get. The muscle. Let's say a balchayv makes a field an apaitiki. And he comes to collect, and the guy tells him, about Chayiv is only allowed to collect from Beninus. You don't get the best land. He said, listen, this is the apaitiki you made me. Have a good day, I'm taking this. It saves a lot of hassle. But Enochinami, if it gets ruined, you get from other places. However, an apaitiki mefurish is, this is it, and nothing else. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, v'shat v'nohar, v'shuv kol asad v'gub v'karka v'kukul, the whole field and the land is ruined. Shamayin suffer aloy lamalah. Rashi's bothered. Why in the world isn't this correctable? It was flooded, and now the flood goes away. So Rashi says this is a permanent flood, which means the ocean expanded, the river expanded, and now this field became part of a river. It's gone. It's over and done with. Shamayim Shapir Noah, Kach Kinuyov, that was his nickname. If you just say, if I don't pay you, this is where you collect it from. It doesn't become the lenders, and he didn't lend them only because of this. And he's not responsible if it gets lost. The guy from Mishar Nechassim. Something about Vayta Tanya Nami Haki. Ha'aisa asadeyu apaitiki le'achar, if he makes it an apaitiki, v'shatz v'nohar, gai v'mishayin achasim. If amr lo'i le'heluch v'ro'in al mizu, ain't a gai v'mishayin achasim. Rashi, gai v'mishayin achasim, claim him yirtza meichris elu, the borrower can sell it, even though it's an apaitiki, then gai v'mishayin, there's others to collect from. However, v'ain't a gai v'mishayin, that's right. Tanya idach, ha'ayusa asadeyu, this is not an apaitiki mefurish, and therefore you can collect from other property. Rav Shimon Gamliel Eimer, b'chayiv gaiv mishar nechassim. Isha ain the gaiv mishar nechassim. A woman doesn't collect from anything else. Shein darka shalish lachzah batidinim. Meaning, by a woman making an apaitiki is making an apaitiki mefurish. Because women don't go to Bezin to try to find guys' property. A woman wants to be guaranteed a certain one. Because she doesn't want to have the hassle of going to figure out where is this property, where is the estate, where is this. She wants to know what she's getting. So therefore, every napaitiki becomes an napaitiki mefurish, which means she won't have to go to court, she won't have to deal with anybody, she'll just go and take the field. Rashi,
the Davka Tila Achrayat Ksubas HaSada Zu. She Badavka wanted it on this field. This is when she got married.
She's not interested in all the other property. Because she has to go find out who was the first buyer, who's the second buyer, as she finds the estate, right? The husband died, she comes to collect. He has no money, but he sold fields. Who bought it first? Who bought it second? It becomes a whole thing. She's not interested. This is a woman. She doesn't sit in court. If it's an apaitiki mefurish, that's where you get it from. End of story. Don't have to find out what he sold first, what he sold second. This is it. It has a maila, and it has a chasarin. As we pointed out yesterday, it gets ruined, it gets gone, it's over and done with.
Rabbi?
Just 1 second, Harvey. Somebody's speaking here. Yes. Again, it costs money. She wants a ksuba.
She also wants to make sure she gets something.
Again, see, this is where, again, I will point it out. An apaitiki mefurish on land is not such a big risk as an apaitiki mefurish on metaltlin. Metaltlin get lost. Land doesn't get lost. It's not moving anywhere. The answer is land can get permanently ruined, but it doesn't happen that frequently. It does happen, but infrequently. Metaltlin get lost much more frequently. You make it evident apaitiki, he might be gone.
Can you mock Israel field?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Is a person allowed to mock Israel field to give the value to the
she can collect it. Doesn't break the apaitiki. Only Kedushas HaGuf, only a carbon breaks an apaitiki. Yes, Harvey.
I think I'm just missing something basic here. What's the difference in the wording between a potiki mefurish and just a standard a potiki? How did they set up the wording differently?
And a potiki mefurish has an extra line. This is the only place you will collect your loan.
But in effect, don't we say that an a potiki also has the same effect, or is that just for? Is the definition of a standard apotiki that it could deal with all of the creditors' property?
Standard apotiki just makes this the preferred, but doesn't rule out everything else. It says, if this is around, you'll take this, and we won't argue and hassle about it. But it doesn't limit her collection ability to that field.
What effect is that? I mean, how strong an effect of... I'm trying to picture the enforcement of a regular...
Let me try to explain this.
I'm sorry.
A regular apaitiki, the borrower can sell the field, and the lender cannot go get that field if there's other fields left. All it means is, if all fields are still around, instead of me trying to argue with you which field I should get from, you allowed me to go get that field. That means if Reuven borrows money from Shimon, right, and he makes a regular apaitiki. All that says to Shimon is, if I come and there are five fields here, and Reuven's trying to push me off to field two, I can say, I'm sorry, you promised me that I can take field one. Again, of value, but some fields are better than others. That's what an apaitiki does. But if Reuven sold the apaitiki, Shimon would collect from other fields. Because an apaitiki is not a strong enough lien to allow the lender to collect from the buyers if there's other fields left.
Yeah.
All the apaitiki does is if it's all around and Reuven still has all the fields, apaitiki gives him the right to go to that field.
What if the value of the original general apaitiki has diminished at that point? And it's less than the amount of the loan.
he would be able to collect from other fields.
Okay.
All this does, it saves hassle.
Yeah. We have a target property, and that's all it does, but the target is not immutable. The debtor can do whatever he wants with it, should he choose. I understand. Thank you.
This is it. Abayi Tikkun Mevor says, this is it. Nothing else.
Is that Rebbe's?
Not Rebbe's, for sure not. I don't know.
Why would it be any different?
I don't know. I don't want to answer because I don't know. I don't like to make up answers. It's my shita. Don't make things up. Rather say you don't know. I don't. Interesting, Machloikus Rishayim. Well, it's not really, it's not a, the Meiri says, the guy makes to a woman a bite to give a furish, and then the field gets ruined, he has to write her another tzuba. She has no tzuba now. Because there's nothing to collect. Right? Chazal want a tzuba to be in place, which means they want the husband to have a debt to his wife if he divorces her. And now, the field she's supposed to collect from, and according to Shimon Gamliel, every tzuba that designates a field is automatically not paid to give a forage. So now that the field got ruined, there's no tzuba. The Meiri says he has to write a new tzuba. So according to the Meiri, she is protected in the sense that if the field got ruined, he has to write a new one. See, he can't live with her without the benefit of a tzuba. He married her in 2005. And in 2010, the field got ruined.
Oh, before the divorce?
Yeah. So now she lost her right to collect the tzuba. So he has to write her a new one.
Yes, they married her without the
tzuba. That's what the Meiri says.
The tzuba is still there.
He has nothing to collect it from. It's a worthless piece of paper.
What happened to the other...
If it's an abayta kimefurish, she doesn't collect from other fields.
It came first.
Again, we spoke out that an abayta kimefurish limits the collection to that one item.
Even if it came first.
I don't know what you mean by that.
It came before the other shibunim.
Doesn't make a difference. Exactly. You heard him on the phone not like it yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, the Arush item the Taina, that by a woman, the automatic appointing him a forish is only to her benefit, not to her detriment. Meaning we just said how lucky here, according to Shimon Gamliel, that every time you have a ksuba and you designate a field, it's an automatic appointing him a forish. Because women don't want to have to go to bed. The way the Miri understands it, it's an automatic appointing him a forish, beneficially for her and detrimentally for her. If it gets ruined, she has nothing. A new ksuba has to be written. The other Rishonim say, all Rishonim Gamliel is saying is, it has the benefit of an appointing before us, that she can go get it no matter where it is. But if it gets ruined, since it didn't write lo yehiluch for, he didn't write out, she doesn't have to be stuck with the detriment. Bottom line is, she's going to walk away with a ksuba. Either way, because as the Miri points out, a woman can't be without a ksuba. So for the woman, this is the best thing. She's only gaining and nothing to lose. If it gets ruined, she'll say, Habi dear, I need a new ksuba. So, woman is automatically protected because she has this takana that she can't live with her husband if there's no ksuba. Dr. Mishnevaiter. You know how we got into all this? Again, we started off because we said Tikkun Olam. We started off in this parik because we made a takana that you can't be mevato get only in front of the shliach and not in front of Ben. That took us that he has to write all the names. Hiskin Reb Gamliel, the Tikkun Olam. That took us to the fact that an amana has to swear and make a neder, they take an oilam. That took us to Prusbul, they take an oilam. So we're talking about things that were instituted by Chazal to keep things moving in an efficient manner in the world. So we got an Eved. Right? Is he Meshubban? Is he not Meshubban? What were Chazal's takonas? And now we move on to other takonas Chazal made. Again, this is the perik that ended up being a perik into next perik of things Chazal were Mesakin Netikin Oilam to keep the economy and the system working efficiently. So here comes the next takon of Netikin Oilam. Misha Chetzi Eved Chetzi Ben Chayrin. A guy who's a half of Eved and a half of Ben Chayrin. And as the Gemara is going to point out at the end, that the case everybody agrees with, we're going to have an Amud of Gemara how this can happen, but the case everybody agrees with is if he has two owners and one frees him. He's half free, he's a half of Eved. So Eved is Rabbi Yemechad, this Asmi Yemechad, the Rebbe Zohar. So Beisil says we can make a financial arrangement. 3 days a week, he works for himself. 3 days a week, he works for his master. And the financial arrangement is a great financial arrangement. B'shami Aymrim, Tekanta Mesrabi V'Satzmali Tekanta. That's great. You took care of his master's main concern, which is financial. I'm pointing that out because you really didn't take care of all the master's concerns. Because the master was able to use him to produce avadim, and now he can't. So the master lost out on this as well. So, because he's a half of Ben Chayrin, he can't marry a shivcha. So the master had a right to use him to produce avadim. The master lost out. But at least the master can live on. His financial concerns are taken care of. Yes, he lost some financial thing. He had an avad that could produce other avadim. Now he doesn't have that. So he doesn't get full financial benefit. But we've taken care of his basic need that he still has an Eved that works for him 3 days a week. Fine. But the Eved is stuck in a basic need of his, which is to get married. Lisa Atzma means the Eved himself, like the Kantan. Lisa Shivchi Yavshir can't marry a Shivcha. He's half free. So he shouldn't get married. You're banished from everybody to have children. Shem did not create the world to be desolate. He wants the world to be populated. So really, the Eved can't keep. Not only can't he keep Pru Urvu, but he can't keep Shabbos. And I'm going to explain the difference in a moment.
Next question.
Not yet. Elab, the Netikin Ha'ilam, to keep the world smooth, means Eved's life efficient. Kaifin is Rabbi, V'aisaisim and Chayrin. I, the master, just took a financial hit. The Kaisim, Shtarach HaTzidamav. The Eved will write a star that he will repay the owner for the value of his half. And Beisil said Beishamai is right, and that's the halacha. Yes.
The mitzvah purvo goes to the.
So again, you haven't let me explain it yet, so you can't ask any questions yet. Then we make a financial arrangement that we don't worry about marriage. Again, this is the only mitzvah you can't do is that. Why not? He's half chayim. Eved's allowed to wear tefillin. Right. Yes, sir. Now, let me explain. There's a mitzvah purvu that are only on Jews, not on Goyim. Pashtus not on Avadim. There are a mitzvah purvu. A woman doesn't have a mitzvah purvu, either does an Eved. But everybody in the world has a mitzvah called Shevet. Everybody has a chiyuv that the Torah reveals that the Rebbeinu Shlom wants a world populated. Now, if this Eved could bear children as an Eved, he would be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Shabbos. He's populating the world. We wouldn't get involved to get him free. We wouldn't. He's Chayiv and Pruvu and half of him. Listen, we can't help him. He's stuck. He's an Idus. But at least he's doing Shabbos. At least he's populating the world by having avadim. Having children Goyim, Yidden, Avodim, Mamzerim, Nesinim, you name it, is populating the world. If he were allowed to marry a Shivcha, we would not get involved and say, but he has the mitzvah Brurvu, and an Eved's not Mekayim Brurvu. It's only a Yid that's Mekayim Brurvu with a Jewish woman. That wouldn't be enough for us to get involved. The reason we get involved is not only can he keep the mitzvah Brurvu, but he can't even keep the basic halacha of Sheves. He can't populate the world. He can't get married. Therefore, we intervene so at least he should be able to keep Sheves. But the only way we can intervene is to free him. He can't make him an Eved again, so he has to be freed. And therefore, he'll get Sheves and he'll get Peruvu. Because that's what they're dying from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Baloi nivra ha'ilam elu l'peri v'rivya." And then we bring the pasuk of Sheves. The Mishnah should have said, "The nivra ha'ilam l'peri v'rivya should not be Peruvu." The answer is, there's two mitzvahs. There's the Jewish mitzvah of Brurvu, and then there's every human being has an obligation of Shabbos. So if he could keep that, we'd leave things alone. But since he can't even keep that, we get involved. Meaning, Shabbos enhances the mitzvah of Brurvu and makes it something that we have to make sure it's kept. Because of the Shabbos part, which the only way for us to keep Shabbos is to get Peruvu also, so we do Peruvu. Yes, sir. Now you can ask your question.
So, first of all, two questions I have. Number one is a master Baal have regular Nani? Do you have a mitzvah to tell him to go out and have children?
Does he have a mitzvah? He can put him with a shivcha in a room.
Does the Shabbos aspect.
Shabbos is not a chiv on the master. Shabbos is on the master to have his own children.
All right, so he can't.
To the master, the evidence, I mean, I don't want to be crude. I know today's day, it's very hard. To the master, an Eved is a, besides working, is an Eved producer. He will now produce the next generation of Avadim. Why? Because the master wants to be financially secure. Having Avadim is part of financial security.
The Jews have a mitzvah of Sheves plus
Peruvu? Correct.
And what is the difference?
Well, Sheves might be mechayev a person to have more than two people, kids. Mm-hmm. I'm not getting involved now in the details. But pashtus, Sheves means populate the world.
I don't know.
Is
that one of the Tayag mitzvahs?
No.
Okay, and the second question.
It's not a chi, again. It's a definition. There's a mitzvah Peruvu, and there's also an obligation. It's not one of the Tayyik mitzvahs called Shabbos. On Jews as well.
The second question is,
who the
Tayyik mitzvahs
right now?
No.
So what is
the Tyrus says the Ratzon of Hashem. Yes.
I asked you years ago about it.
Glad you remember, because I don't. Yes.
I think you might remember after that. Are you allowed to Meshach to Goyim? And your answer was no. Because you don't want to put out more people who are not, might be Shoim or and whatever.
I said because you don't want more of them and Azara in the world.
You probably did say that.
That's what I probably said, and I'm not ready to withdraw that either. It's not my chi of Shabbos that Goyim should have kids.
Okay.
Again, that's my feeling. Again, I didn't look it up. I don't know if this is a fact. That's my feeling.
The Mishnah's use of the word period is kind of like a term or generic term. It really means Shabbos.
Again, the Rishonim speak out that without Shabbos, we wouldn't get involved. But because there's Shabbos, we get involved. And once we get involved, the only way to get involved is to get him to be a Yid.
I would think we get involved with Peruvu, not Shabbos. The Jews are what even
Shabbos shows us the importance of Peruvu. Shabbos emphasizes how important Peruvu is. Now, there's a famous Taisus here. I'm just going to mention it. Because, you know, the Raya is, the Mishnah says he can't marry a Shivcha. What if he wouldn't be able to marry a Shivcha? He still wouldn't keep Puru Vu. And a guy marries a Shivcha Kananis, the kids are guy, he's not Mekai Puru Vu. Puru Vu means have two Jewish children. Mishnah says he can't marry a Shivcha. And if he could, it's half-free, wouldn't be Mekai Puru Vu. The Tysus, it's a Raya. As long as he's populating the world, we wouldn't get involved. Anyway, Tyson's asked the guy, so why don't we say the Puru Vu is Daichin Alav? There's a mitzvah to say Puru Vu, so let it be Daichin Alav of marrying a Shivcha. But he a Kaddish. Which a Jew can't marry a Shivcha. He has an essay. So Tyson gives multiple answers. Number one is, his essay can't be Daichin her love. She has no essay, and she has a lav to marry a free person. She's a shivcha. Not allowed to marry a free person. Second, Tarasaisa says, it doesn't happen at the same time. The person is either the lav as soon as he starts the relationship. Not mekayim the essay until he finishes the relationship, Tarasaisa says. It has to be a complete penetration, mekayim the essay. So that's the second Tarasaisa. Gives. The third Terence Tysus gives is there's another option. The fact that we can free him, why should we say as a Nicolaitis if we have another option? That's Tysus 3:3.
What's the essay
for Who
says it's
going to
happen?
Again, get involved in what the mitzvah provable is. Is the mitzvah provable to have children? Or is the mitzvah Puru Vu to try to have children? We'll talk about that more if we get in the nuns. So the answer is, Tysus asked the Kasha, and Tysus says, better to tell the master to do a small iser in order for not the avot to be violating a bigger iser. The other question is, let him marry a chatzi shivcha chatzi bas chayrin.
Someone asked that yesterday.
The answer is, exactly. He's living with her whole, and she's living with his whole. You can't separate them. It's not like the Echati Yavid living with the Chatzi Shivcha, exactly. Okay. Back to the mission.
What's the big mitzvah
and
the small mitzvah?
I don't know, but that's Brewer is considered a mitzvah rabba. You're not allowed to leave back control only for one of the things you're allowed to leave is to have children. All kinds of halachas are changed for leaving for having children. Considered a mitzvah rabbah. It's an Israel Eilim Mem Tavaydu. Some say it doesn't even apply here because he's already half free and he's not working for you full time. All kinds of terutz are said of that. Dr. Mish, Dr. Rashi. What? Special heter in the Torah. That's the kashan answer. Let him sell himself as an Eved Ivri. Let him sell his free half as an Eved Ivri and then he can marry a Shivcha. The answer, Eved Ivri is only Nayag when Yaivu is Nayag. And since Yaivu is no longer Nayag, it does not applicable. That's the same because.
Can
Eved
marry a
Bas-Horin? No.
No way?
No.
I saw something in here that kind of what the problems with him. Children, Adam, the only problem would be is that
we have
anything to be involved. Is there a way?
No. You're asking Rabbi Kivega. I spoke out Rabbi Kivega yesterday. Top Rashi said that we're afraid the guy will find them and say, you're my Evan. So Rashi says it affects the children. In fact, Rabbi Kivega, he can't get married. Nobody's going to want to marry him. That's Rabbi Kivega's gasha. I didn't give an answer. Rabbi Kivega by Shver. If you make ask the kasha, you have to tremble before you give an answer.
Gifter said that also.
I know. So did everybody else.
Or Gifter trembled. He said it.
If you say an answer, if you make a kasha, you have to figure out afterwards why Rabbi Kivega rejected it. He definitely thought of your answer. Rashi. Misha Kanchevan. Don't show you Beis Akhen, the Beis Shutvan. two brothers and two partners, with Shikhar Echad is Chalkit. Kanta Mistrabi, Shein Nechasser Klum. Again, I pointed out, Shein Nechasser Klum is a very difficult statement because he does lose something. The meaning he got his main concerns taken care of. Lisa Shibchein Yachel Mitzat Chere Shabba. That's Chayin Ani Yachel, Lisa Mitzat Abdu Shabba. Lysayu Bara, the Trashi, Yoy Tzera Aretz, the one who created the world, Loy Asoyu Lias Rekana Baras Aysa. He didn't create it to be empty. He was Shevas Lias Bo Yishuv Yitzara, there should be inhabitation. Inhabitation or habitations? Habitation. Dr. Gemara Vayt. I've been trying to understand.
The world's going to pot. I mean, maybe it doesn't see the things that I have to know before, but the other day someone's killing someone. I'm talking about kids. We want...
Are we giving a current event here now?
A current event issue. What I'm trying to say is that the world is going to... It's going to dump. It's a dump.
Shem's world. Be careful.
No, what I'm saying is you can't have your kids and yesterday.
I think you should be appointed president of the United States.
You know what I did yesterday? He took off his wife's head.
Why is that necessary for dry cast? Why is dry cast after another the guy took off his wife's head?
I wanted to know, for the head. Can you believe that?
Again, you know, this is my big thing. We have to do what we have to do. We're not saving the world. We have to save ourselves. Take care of ourselves. Be the best people that we can be. And make the world a better place by being better ourselves. No, you're not the president of the United States. I think you should be run for president of the United States, and then you can be massacring all the things that are wrong in society. Yesterday, or the day before, an elephant lost its trial. To me, that blew my mind more than anything you could say.
What?
They took a court that the elephant's human rights are being violated by him being kept captive in a zoo. And his human rights demand that he be given his freedom. And the judge decided that an elephant doesn't have human rights. He heard his sock of the judge. Unbelievable sock. That an elephant's not entitled to human rights. That's the world we live in. That you need a court case to decide whether an elephant has human rights. That shows that, by these people, humans are animals. They're just smarter animals. And therefore, how can they imprison less smart animals? It's not right. There's a way for there's a term in the Constitution for a person's human rights. Something with a C. I can't pronounce it in Latin. That's the world we live in. Humans think they're animals. So animals behead people too. I mean, again, this is the world we live in. Again, we can't worry about that unless you become president of the United States. I didn't see you announce your candidacy yet. And therefore, I can only worry about the Gemara. What am I supposed to do? Learn Torah. And David Hashem, he should send Mashiach and save us from this terrible, terrible moral and ethical world that we do, non-moral and ethical world that we live in. Also, I don't even know if you're a Zohar in the cave anymore, you know what I mean? You might be an unknown. Whatever that means. That's the Gemara right there. Pen Rabbanan. Can you free half your eved? Not two partners. You own a whole eved. Can you free partially? Can you say, I am freeing you halfway? Rabbi says yes. The Chachamim say no. Rashi, Kana, Rabbi Chetzi, and he becomes half free.
How do you get half free in
the first place? You want to free half of him.
How do you get half free?
Let's try it again. You own a whole Evan. And you want to free him 50%. Not two partners. Two partners are different. Because each one is freeing 100% of what they own. You own 100%, but you want to free 50% out of the 100% that you own. Rabbi says you can do it, and the Chacham said you can't do it. Now we haven't explained the Machlokes, we haven't explained anything. This is what we're going to be doing this Amud.
What Chana means, Tachana or is it
Kana? Chana means he's kind to himself.
Tachana,
not nothing to do with Tachana.
Evan
is kind of that half. Rashi, Kana, Babi Chetchi, Bechayrin. Amar Rabba. Now there's going to be a Machlokes, Rabba and Rabbi Yosef. How to understand Rabbi and Rabbanah. So first we will have Rabba. I'm a rabbi. Machloikis b'shtar. The machloikis is, can you free half the Eved with a shtar shichrur? Can I write a shtar shichrur on 50% of him? The Rebbe Savar says in the Pasuk, V'havdei loy nevdasa. She's redeemed and not redeemed. Now Rebbe's learning the Pasuk to mean, Rabbi's learning, that Havdei loy nevdasa means redeem half of herself. Remember, we're talking now about a Shifcha Charufa. One of the pshatim of the Shifcha Charufa is that an Eved Ivri was married to a woman that was a half a Shifcha and a half a Bas Chayrin. And the Pasuk identifies her as a half a Shifcha, half a Bas Chayrin by using the word Havdei Lai Nevdasa. She was redeemed, but not redeemed, which means she was half redeemed. That's what it means. So Rabbi says, isn't the Torah telling me that an Eved can buy half of himself back? Havdei, loy nevdasa. Redeemed and not redeemed. 50% redeemed, 50% non-redeemed. Redeemed means with money. So the Torah is allowing a person to buy 50% of himself. Or somebody can buy 50% of his freedom. He's redeemed and not redeemed. That means somebody paid half, or he paid his own half, if he had his own money, and not redeemed on the other half. So by reading the Pasuk, Havdei Loi Nevdasa, the Pasuk seems to be allowing, the Rabbi understands it, for an Eved to buy half his freedom. So what's the Machlokes Rabbi Rabbanan? It's a Beferish Pasuk. The Machlokes Rabbi Rabbanan is, can we compare Shtar to Kesef? Just like Kesef, an Eved can buy half of himself, Shtar, he can be freed halfway. Or do we say, by get, either divorce the whole woman or none of the woman. You can't divorce a woman halfway. So by shtar shichrur, you can't free halfway. That's the machloikas, Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Rebbe says, compare shtar to kesef. Just like kesef, the Eved can buy half of himself. By shtar, you can free half the Eved. And Rabbanan say, shtar is compared to a get. A get, you can't free half a woman. So shtar cannot free half an Eved. Money can, shtar can't. Let's read it inside. Talk to Gemara. Amar Rabba. Machloik is mishtar. The Rebbe Sabbat says in the Pasuk, V'havdei loy nevdasa, I chufstu loy nitla. Either she was redeemed but not redeemed, and the freedom wasn't given to her. Makish shtar lekesef. The Torah juxtaposed shtar right next to money. Makesef ekula bechetjai. Afshtar, Nabi Ben Kula Ben Chetcha. Rabbanan Gamri, Rabbanan say, Lola Meisha, Zer Shavam. Ma Isha Chetcha Loi, Av Eva Chetcha Nabi Chetcha Loi. Avu Ben Kesef, but if it's done through money, Divri HaKoyo Kaya. Everybody agrees that the Evans can buy 50% of himself. Bduya, Vein Bduya. That's Havdei, Loin of Dasa. That's how Rabbah is explaining the Machlokes Rebbe and Rabbanan. Rashi.
We had this pasuk before.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, but
we had different chapter in it.
Remember the end of the pasuk says that.
Kilo chufasa.
Yes. What does that tell you?
That was to tell me that.
I know. But here now we're saying that the gzeira shava, right?
Yes.
So that says that whatever if you hold up the gzeira shava, that means everything is comparable, right?
Well, Rebbe said not.
No, if you hold up the gzeira shava, that means even though the end of the pasuk says.
That was Reb Shimon.
I know.
Not everybody agrees to that.
I mean,
they're arguing with Reb Shimon. They're saying you can buy yourself back with money. Again, you can't ask me from Reb Shimon on this
right,
Tana. This is not like Reb Shimon.
That's all I was trying to bring out.
You're correct. Rashi Havdalin of Dasa, the Gabi Shivcha Harufa, Ikin the Tarishla, those that learn, means Peduya Veda Peduya. Not everybody agrees in that pshat. But some learn she's half free. Right? The Masechtas Krisus says Chetzi Shivchim Chetzi Baschayrim. The stamp Peduya Bekesem Meshav Kesem. Redemption is done with money or with items worth money. Chobsaloy Nitla Hainu Shtar Nikamar Lola Meisha. Ma Kesef Ben Kula Ben Chetzik the Yalom Mahav Deloy Nivdasa. And again, this is like the Tana that says Hav Deloy Nivdasa means half. Ma Isha Chetziloy Ein Isha Miskareshes Mi Bad L'Chatzor. Woman cannot get half divorced.
She does not say you can't do it. What's a harufa then?
They say it means a regular shivcha kananas that is lives with an eved every. She's not half free and half. She's not a half free. Not a chatzis shivcha.
Who is she again?
A regular shivcha kananas,
okay,
who the eved every lives with.
Designated
to
her.
Designated to her.
That's what
we're defining. What a shivcha harufa is. Don't look at me that way.
No, what does that mean? I mean, Harufa is a different type of...
It's designated. She was designated to a certain Eved Ivri. That's a lot. That, again, you know, we're off the subject. I really don't want to spend time on this. Is the Machlokes Tanoim, what is a Shivcha Harufa? Half free, half not free, or completely a Shivcha that's designated to an Eved Ivri? That Machlokes Tanoim exists.
So what is the whole thing about Kesef, what it does, and that? According to the one that says it's a regular merit, regular Eved to a Shivcha, that's what all these Pesukim about.
She wasn't redeemed. Right.
She wasn't redeemed at all.
Right.
And she wasn't...
And she wasn't free. She's a regular Shivcha.
Yeah, she's a regular Shivcha.
That's exactly what the Pesuk is saying.
What? It's a regular shifcha. She's a regular shifcha. That's right.
That's what the Pesach
right?
Says.
You buy a shifcha from the place. You don't start saying, "Oh, she was bought half." What? No. What are you saying? You go to the store, buy a shifcha. That's what you do. A shifcha kananis is the regular shifcha whose parents are or kananis. No redeeming and not redeeming. What?
I fail to see what's bothering you. The pasuk is saying halacha. See, we're getting off the subject. That's what's going to make you happy. I will do it quickly. The pasuk is saying, if you have a guy with mezana with a shivcha, according to one man the Amar, guy went with mezana with a shivcha kananis, who happens to be designated to a certain Eved Ivri. This Eved Ivri has been living with her as a husband, even though there's no official kedushin. And this guy went with mezana with her. She's not an HSH. But on the other hand, she's not Stama Shivcha. She's a designated Shivcha. Therefore, the Torah says, she gets Malkus, he brings an Asham. It's called the Avera of Shivcha Harufa. So the Torah speaks out, she wasn't redeemed or freed. She's a regular Shivcha. Why did the Torah speak that out? Because if she was redeemed, then the Eved Ivri wouldn't be able to. Then it would be a marriage. Then she would be a regular free lady, right? So she's not an Ashesish because she's still a regular ship because she has no trappings of freedom. Terah says she's designated to an Eved Ivri. Therefore, it's not Ashesish. It's an Isra called Shivcha Harufa. That's one Tana. Other Tana says if she's a complete Shivcha, she's a complete Shivcha. The designation of Eved Ivri makes no difference. Therefore, he learns the pasuk is talking about a half and a half. So she's a half an HSS. So a half an HSS is no misa, it's called Shivcha Harufa. So this is the machloikas tanoim. So the man that says it's a half learns havdei, loy nivdasa, partially yes, partially not. The other man learns havdei, loy nivdasa means she wasn't redeemed at all. Now Rashi spoke out in last week's Gemara, had she been redeemed, then she would be usher to marry. What was Rashi's lashon? Rashi said, hold a second. Rashi said if she would be redeemed, there would be no Ashim at all. I'm sorry, if she wasn't redeemed, there would be no Ashim at all. But since she was redeemed, no, wait a minute. Right, that's according to my limit, it's half and half. I take that back. Goodbye to her. Yes.
Exactly. What's the Lashon of Gideon by a ship or a full ship?
Nothing happened to her. She's a full ship. So that's a machloikis. Can you buy an Evan? Can Evan buy his freedom with money? We had a machloikis. Sometime I said yes, Rip Shimon said no.
By definition, pidyon means atma, right?
Pidyon. Correct.
No star by pidyon?
If you learn you can buy your freedom by kesef, that works by loud star.
Pidyon means typically means money. Pidyon means money, not
yeah.
Star.
I didn't say star. According to Shimon, there is no way to buy yourself with money.
Star comes from the rod, from the master. Ship. Star ship. It's not from the evidence.
I'm trying to figure out what you're trying to say. Am I arguing with you? I didn't say anything that much. Pidyon means buying self back. According to Shimon, you can't buy yourself back.
You don't have
he holds there's no way to free. Again, this was the machlokes we had last week. Can an Eved buy his freedom? Tanakhama said that's a way of freeing an Eved. Rabbi Shimon said no.
No, because.
Because the pasuk says kiloichu fasa. You need a star. That's why. That was machlokes Rabbi Shimon again. We're going in the other maliyamim. This whole gemara is assuming that an Eved can buy himself that. And what Rabbi is saying is, an Eved can buy himself halfway. Because the pasuk said, Havdei, Leinavasa. She was redeemed and not redeemed. That means you can buy half. The question is, can half be done with a shtar or not? That's how Rabbi interprets the Machloikas, Rabbi the Rabbanah.
How does he see the Rabbanah? Why can't they?
Why? Because Xerishav of Lala Meisha says there's no star on half, like there's no get on half. Xerishav. That's Xerishav. So Rebbe takes the juxtaposition of Sukkim, money and star next to each other, to say star is like money. And Rabbana say, star is derived from Xerah Shavah, and therefore it's not like money. Zabta Gemara, Leime Baha Kamiflagi. Let us say the Machloikas is in the following rule. The Mar Shavah Hekesh Adifa, Mar Shavah Xerah Shavah Adifa. We have a conflict between a Hekesh, which is the juxtaposition of the Pesukim, and Xerah Shavah. Zereshava pulls you in one direction. Hekesh is pulling you in a different direction. And Rebbe says, Zereshava, a Hekesh trumps. And Rabbana says, Zereshava trumps. This is a very worldwide machlokes. What is a stronger limud? A Hekesh or a Zereshava? Because they're pulling in different directions. Seems to be the disagreement. And for the Gemara Lot. The Kula Al-Magzera Shavadifa. Everybody holds that under the normal circumstances, Zera Shav is stronger than a Hekesh. The Shaini Hacha, the Ikula Mifrach, Ma'ala Isha Shkeni Yaini Yaitse Bekesef, Taima Be'emetsi Yaitse Bekesef. We don't ask questions in Zera Shavas. But when you have a Hekesh versus a Zera Shavah, and the Zera Shavah has a logical question to it, that allows the Hekesh to be stronger. Normally, Xerah Shavah is stronger than Hekesh. But this Xerah Shavah has a logical problem. Woman has no shakas to be redeemed. Eved can be redeemed with money. So how can you compare an Eved to a woman? Teret says, the Torah made a Xerah Shavah. So when you have a Hekesh that says one way, and Xerah Shavah says the other way, and Xerah Shavah bumps into a logical problem, then Rebbe says Hekesh is stronger. Usually, Hekesh versus Xerishavah is stronger. But when the Xerishavah has a weakness to it, Not a weakness that destroys Gzeres Shabbos. Gzeres Shabbos is, it works even against logic. But it makes the Hekish stronger in this case. Because the Hekish is more logical, because you see the Torah allowed money by an Evan, didn't allow by a woman. It weakens the Gzeres Shabbos vis-a-vis the Hekish.
The woman being the Shifa, right? She's in a different category than a Shifa Kanani.
She's a half a Shifa Kanani and a half a free lady.
Okay, so according to Mandomer, it says that she's not half.
So that she's a regular Shifa Kanani.
She can be bought. Money would work.
Okay, you're mixing, I hate to say this, you're mixing a bunch of things. I want to know.
No, I'm trying to figure out. An Eva can be bought with money.
Everybody can say that. Nobody argues you can buy an Evan with money. The question is, can he buy himself free with money?
Can he himself
buy his freedom with money?
He doesn't have money.
He can have money if somebody gives it to him on the condition that his master has no power.
So what's the difference between an Evan and a Shevcha?
No difference. There's a question. See, this is what happens when you mix levels. There's a question, does the Torah allow an Eved to buy his freedom?
Which also applies to a woman.
No, Eved and Shifra are kind of the same thing. One Mandamah says yes, one Mandamah says no. This is operating with the Mandamah that says yes. No! The Torah said, Havdei Lo Nevdasa, partially redeemed, partially not redeemed. That means she bought 50% of her freedom.
She was the one who was father, or whatever the word is.
Paida.
You know
that
herself.
But the Rambam has either whole or not whole.
No! According to Rabban, Rabbanan agree you can buy 50% with money. We're going to review this again.